Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morena, Rob, how are you?
I'm very well. Good morning.
Good morning. It's nice to hear your voice.
I tell you what, when I was listening to that song, I wanted to pull the coat hangers back in my jacket and put them on and walk around the streets with them on. Walk up and down my hallway with them
yes,
on.
Yes, very good. Up and down your hallway, strutting around your hallway like a fashion man in your own home. Hey.
Okay, right.
We're talking about moves.
Yeah, right. I'm going to get straight into this now because this thing...
Was this because I asked you to look up animals? Did I ask you
yeah,
that?
And the one that you sent me, which sent me down this like real little rabbit hole, and I ended up with hedgehogs and sparrows.
I love it. Right, moose, hit us.
Right, here we go. Now, I don't know how I missed this. Thanks, whoever sent it in. All right, to start off, we've got to go back to 1910, when some idiot, and I couldn't find out who it was, decided it was a good idea to release 10 moose into Fiordland.
Oh, no. Doesn't sound like a good idea at all.
Just don't get it. If you miss stuff from home, bring a painting or something. Anyway, they released it. Apparently two were shot quite early, so you ended up with eight.
Okay. We're counting them down.
So they reckon by the 1930s, they'd all disappeared. But in the early 1950s, there's photographs, I've seen them, of two moose in the area.
How do you know they're not photoshopped, Rob?
No, it's like, what, in the 1950s?
Well, I don't know. You know, were they out then or have they appeared more recently? Who knows?
Well, this is the thing, right?
Okay.
Right, so they're then photographed. So by the 70s, they thought they'd all disappeared again. And then we go to about 3 weeks ago.
Whoa. We've jumped a big time warp there.
Here we go. Right, I'm not going to say his name, but a helicopter pilot said he had a sighting of one flying over the national park, but by the time he turned the helicopter
was
around,
it Richie
maybe
McCaw?
Can't see me because I'm doing all the things with my hands. He turned round, come back, and it had run away.
Oh now, no!
That seems convenient, doesn't it?
Apparently, he's worked in Canada and he knows what they look like. Well, I've never worked in Canada and I know what they look like.
Yeah, so, I mean that's a stretch.
I mean, all you need is most library books that have any animals in them or access
Google.
To the internet.
You can Google what a moose looks like.
That's what I was doing yesterday. Anyway, this is a little bit dodgy as well. He said, I used to be a non-believer that there was any moose left in Fiordland till now.
He's
planning to go back.
Had a come to moose moment.
You know what that sounds like? That sounds like a lone helicopter flight pilot who's hasn't seen anyone for a wee while, maybe hasn't had enough water, a little bit of a hallucination's happened, and there we go.
Yeah. I reckon it was two people dressed up as a pantomime horse.
A pantomime moose hiding out in Fiordland.
That led me to an Otago biologist called Ken Tustin, who spent 45 years searching for them and hasn't found any.
He
said what they're looking for is skeletal evidence, and he's always on the lookout for browsing signs, which is where they eat.
Okay.
Which he reckons he's seen a lot of. They've had motion cameras there since 1990, and they've only had one really dodgy photo of something that everybody else says isn't a moose, and he says it is.
Yeah,
I've got to say, this is
like...
This is the most budget version of the Loch Ness Monster I've ever heard. It's like New Zealand couldn't even come up with the Loch Ness Monster. We've just got a moose in Fiordland somewhere.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but...
Listen, you come from down there, Rachel.
South.
I think I've been to Fiordland once. I drove through it. And, is it that huge that's, moose are, 700...
Well,
that's what I was about to say, Rob. They're huge.
It's like, how do you looking for a moose for that long in a reasonably, comparatively small place on an island where it can't go anywhere and not find it if it's there?
Well, the thing is, Fiordland is extremely dense. Like, the forest and the bush around there is extremely
dense. Yeah, but they're huge.
Yeah, but, so are trees. I don't know. I'm trying to stick up for the moose here. I feel like he's just hiding out.
It's one of them things I want it to be true, but I don't know. Anyway, that's sort of going on now, but that led me, because this is the thing I did this search for myself, how did sparrows and hedgehogs get here?
Good question.
And it's really quite simple. This is, I'll put my hand up for this, I apologise, it wasn't me. But colonialists in the 1870s brought them over here because they reminded them of home.
Oh, wow. I mean, do you know that that's the same with wasps?
They brought wasps over as a reminder of home.
I don't know if it was for, like, I don't know what the emotional reason was, if it was for a reminder of home, but they came here with people like you, Rob.
Yeah, that's why I'm so sorry. I feel sorry for the lead dog snuffling around in some white woods somewhere, and a wallop is over here.
Don't you think hedgehogs are just so cute, though?
Yeah, like, they are. The thing is, that's the unfortunate thing. They are cute, but they're a pest.
Yeah, they're a pest. But they're not good. They're little. I don't know if you call them paws.
Yeah, little hedgehog paws. Yeah.
Hands.
Sometimes when I get up really early to watch the football, I sit out on the chair in the garden at half time, and a little family of them snuffle around every now and again.
A family, so there's little ones and then big ones.
Yeah.
Rob, that's too cute. You're going to have to take a photo of that.
I tried once, but just got my foot.
It's just like the moose.
You just got your foot.
I've got to go supermarket shopping.
Yeah, you keep your 2 meter distance. And
I do that anyway.
Wash your hands.
Anyway. I've got you know those motorbike things you can wear that cover your face.
Oh, that sounds quite scary.
A bandana.
Well, unfortunately, a friend of mine got one. It's got half a skull, half the bottom of a skull on it. So I've got to turn it inside out.
Yeah, that's probably good.
I don't know. I reckon you could go with the skull.
I think that the people working in the supermarkets have got enough on their plate than Rob showing up with half a skull face on.
It's just really dry and boring now, but that's me. So, thanks for all the things you sent me. I've got a few. I've got a real good one for next week.
Excellent. Well, text us.
Everybody out there, just don't panic. Just chill out. Just obey the rules, eh?
Exactly. Very good advice, Rob. Obey the rules and try and have a rest. Hey, we'll talk
and
to you next week.
Thanks for you two doing what you're doing, all right?
Oh, bless you, Rob.
Well, we miss you, Rob, and we'll see you in a short while.
Oh, yeah, you count on it, all right?
All right. Ka kite. See you, Rob. Bye.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
I think that was our first ever Mind Trench.